I'll make that motion and we move.
No, not yet, you can't, not yet, you can't.
I was really hoping you'd have this thing.
No, uh-uh. I don't want to get in your way.
Where are we, Mr.?
There was a motion to come back in session. It's not been seconded.
I seconded.
Just seconded.
Motion and second, come back in session. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Mr. Moore?
Yes, this is the time that we do public hearings on zoning applications. They are legislative hearings, and because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced. The director will provide council with a copy of the minutes from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing. The applicant will be called on to present and explain his or her application and present testimony supporting their application. Council may question any applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their case, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. Any persons who are present and oppose the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition. After opposition statements are made, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the podium to stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group of persons, please identify who you speak for. When you make your statement, please be concise. If you have a written statement, hand it to the Director of Planning and Zoning, and it will be made part of the record. You do not have to read it. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that were already made. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that distracts from these proceedings. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. The applicant or their representative will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. Mr. Lank?
Yes, thank you. First, I'd like to apologize to council and all parties present for my voice. I might lose it before we get done today. Conditional use 1809 is the application of Curtis McDonald. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a produce stand market and full-service meat market butcher to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6,800 of an acre more or less, lying east of Route 113, 1,650 feet south of Road 625, also known as Halfinger Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on January 14th of 2010. The commission was provided with an exhibit booklet prepared by the applicant. The council has before them a copy of the same basic exhibit booklet. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, Sussex Conservation District. Curtis McDonald was present with his family, I believe, and Mark Davison of Design Consultants Group, LLC, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional 1809 for Curtis McDonald for the sale of produce and a full-service meat market butcher shop based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the use will generally be consistent with other existing uses in the area. The site along U.S. Route 113 is appropriate for this type of use. Two, the use of the produce sales facility and butcher shop promotes local agriculture. Three, the use of the produce and butcher shop is desirable for the general welfare and convenience of residents and visitors of the area. Four, the site has previously been utilized for commercial purposes. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days per week. B, all loading areas, storage areas, and trash container areas shall be screened with a 6-foot-high privacy fence and landscaping. C, all entrances, intersection, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT and within the time periods required. D, potable drinking water shall be provided. E, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements and shall be operated utilizing best management practices to provide positive groundwater recharge. F, the site shall have one non-illuminated on-premise sign, of which the sign shall not exceed 32 square feet on any side or facing, identifying the uses permitted on the premise. G, parking lot and security lighting will be provided and will have downward illumination and shielding so that no illumination will encroach over any property line. H, a landscaping plan will be provided as part of the final site plan. I, the location of outside displays of goods for sale shall be shown on the final site plan. Outside displays shall not be located in the front yard setback. J, the hours shall be limited to a produce stand, or excuse me, the uses shall be limited to a produce stand and meat market butcher shop. And K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 4-0. Mr. Ross is absent that night. Received no additional comments from the agency or individual except for the booklets I passed down. That's all I have unless you have questions.
Okay, is there someone here on behalf of the applicant?
Yes, sir. Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group, Milton, Delaware. I'm here today representing on behalf of Curtis McDonald and his family. And with him today is his wife, Christina McDonald. They are proposing to place a produce stand and market and a full-service meat market and butcher on located on 0.689 acres of land. The property is currently zoned AR1. The site is located, I believe, left out of the booklet. I will, if I may.
How many lots down is that? I'm looking at different lots and whatnot.
Well, it's hard to see in those trees, I think, on that overhead and that.
I can't see your map. There we go. Okay, thank you.
I tried
just north of Wilson Doctrine.
Okay, well, that's
close to the right. It's real close to the right.
What I'm passing out is a map that's it's located to my right, your left, over here on the board.
Gotcha.
And just some of the areas. This property is located most notably diagonally across from Wilson's auction. It's on the east side of 113 northbound lane. Just below, just south of the property is a preschool nursery. There's Macklin's Tire Center to the south. There's some other commercial property just to the north of this piece of property. If you're familiar with the piece of property at all, or the location, in the past this was used for some other commercial uses such as it was a store, a flea market. I think it also was a motorcycle repair shop. A little bit about the site. If you know, the building is sitting right out on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
It's approximately 5 feet off the right-of-way line now as it exists.
Mm-hmm.
I believe out front there's an existing concrete island. In the package that was submitted to you is a smaller copy of the site plan. And our proposal for this site is we're proposing a 4,000 square foot building to be placed back off the highway. Actually, the existing entrance that we've been working with DLDOT on will be going right through the existing building. So all the concrete curbing out on the highway, all the paving will be removed and a new entrance will be built. Some of the comments that came from DLDOT on this site is they would like to see a multi-use path along the front, as they state on most properties within Sussex County. A 15-foot wide permanent easement has been shown on the plan. We are showing a multi-use path with a crosswalk going across the entrance. Other aspects of the site, in the booklet for wastewater, although I believe the county did submit a letter stating that this is in the North Coastal Planning Area, but there are no, there's no central sewer out here. So I've also included the approved site evaluation from Denerac. There will be located in the rear behind the building will be the on-site wastewater system.
And they'll put a new one in?
That's it. That is correct. The old one will be abandoned and the new one will be put in. Mr. McDonald, he's been cutting meat for about 26, 27 years. Most recently, he's been working for Superfresh for the past 19 years as a meat cutter. Him and his family would like to open up this produce stand and meat market. Mr. McDonald's here to answer any questions you have about meat cutting and about the butcher.
What choice cut does he have?
But they want this to be a family-run operation. They will hire outside of the family, of course. They will have employees here. So with that, we entertain any questions that you might have.
I'm just curious. Wasn't part of 113 going to be limited access? Of course, this is way north of beach traffic, actually. But, I mean, wasn't part of 113 supposed to be limited access? I'm just asking.
They would have commented on... in our letter, and I can submit. I don't have this
okay.
in the package.
There is a comment.
One of the comments they talked about, they were going to work with Mr. Altavilla, Charles Altavilla, with the quarter preservation policies.
Oh, good.
And that, and
good.
Okay.
All right, good. Thanks.
Those were the comments that we received. And we've addressed those, and we've resubmitted our plan back to Del Dot. They're not going to deny Mr. McDonald the access point here.
Right.
To be able to.
I just don't know how they're going to do that.
It's benefiting. We're moving that building away from the highway, and we're also cleaning up that.
And you'll be back further back off the.
That's correct. We are going to be further back off the highway with it.
The improvement.
Any other questions from council?
You might want to ask the applicant the past history of the use of the property, just for the benefit of the record.
Yeah, what was the historical uses, commercial uses? I think you referenced.
Yeah, I referenced. Slightly. Right now, Mr. and Mrs. McDonald are renting it out as a residence. But what they are in the past, like I said, I believe it was a store, a flea market, a motorcycle. As far as I can remember, I grew up in Georgetown. I used to go to Milford all the time. My parents would drive us by motorcycle shop, and I remember seeing a flea market there. And so, I mean,
Okay.
So it's had commercial.
I'm sure there were some other uses.
Nothing formally, but it seemed that there were some uses there.
I think out front here there were some Mr. McDonald probably, and I believe his neighbors here also that lives has a property to the south, and maybe he could. There were some scales out here, so it might have been some kind of a grain. It could have been a graining operation there for farming. I'm not quite sure, but thank you.
How many jobs do you think this will create?
Sounds like a Democrat.
About 6 to 8 jobs.
Has he informed the Obama administration about these jobs he's created?
He'd like to know.
Does he have a list on employees?
No, we're learning to leave that off.
Yeah.
That's good. I think it's a good thing to leave
next
that off.
Next year's State of the Union address, he could be sitting there next to him.
If there's no further questions from council, then is there anyone else like to speak in favor of this application? Sir, would you come forward? Give us your name and address.
For you. He's been here before.
Hi, my name is Dan McLean. I live at 63 East Pine Street, Frederick, Delaware, up at Baker's Choice. My mom owned the property next door. She recently died, and I inherited it. And I would really fully in favor of having a butcher shop produce stand next door. As you can see, I like to eat. And it'd be one of my favorite places to visit. And it'd be nice to see that shack going out along the roadway. It would be a blessing, you know, so.
Yeah.
I'm for it. I couldn't help but get a career quick enough.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else like to speak in behalf of the applicant?
Be in the dumpster.
Seeing no one, is there anyone who'd like to speak in opposition of the applicant? Anyone who'd like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, there's no other people that would like to speak, and it would be appropriate to close the public hearing at this point.
If there's no objection, the public hearing is closed. Pleasure of the council is to read the title. Mr. Moore, please.
Yes, and there were stipulations that were put conditions on that, so I'll read the short title with those conditions.
Thank you.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a produce stand market and full-service meat market butcher to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 0.689 acres, more or less. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days per week. B, all loading areas, storage areas, and trash container areas shall be screened with a 6-foot-high private safe fence and landscaping. C, all entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT and within the time periods required. D, potable drinking water shall be provided. E, stormwater management, erosion, and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements and shall be operated utilizing best management practices to provide positive groundwater recharge. F, the site shall have one non-illuminated on-premises sign, of which a sign shall not exceed 32 square feet on any side or facing, identifying the uses permitted on the premises. G, parking lot and security lighting will be provided and will have downward illumination and shielding so that no illumination will encroach over any property line. H, a landscaping plan will be provided as a part of the final site plan. I, the location of outside displays of goods for sale shall be shown on the final site plan. Outside displays shall not be located in the front yard setback. J, the uses shall be limited to a produce stand and meat market slash butcher shop. K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That is all, Mr. President.
Okay. Could I get a motion to that effect?
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance with the conditions.
Second the motion.
I have a motion and a second to adopt the ordinance with the conditions. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes, and in according to the findings of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Cole?
Although, yes, I think the conditions will protect the property value of the neighbors, and it had a history of commercial use, and it will be compatible with other existing commercial uses in that area.
Mr. Benson?
It seemed like it'd be a good use of the property. It's going to get rid of some old structure and get something new in there with some jobs. And based on recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission, I vote yes.
I vote yes as well. Based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning, it's an appropriate use. Conditional use 1809 is approved. Thank you. Mr. Moore.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Lank, would you like to announce the next application?
Yes, thank you.
Application?
Next application is conditional use number 1814. It's the application of Kelvin DeLeon to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1 acre, more or less, lying south of Route 9, 308 feet east of Rogers Avenue and east of Georgetown. Just by looking out in the audience, I note that Mr. DeLeon is not present. The commission, through myself, asked if anyone was in attendance with interest in this application, and we heard no response on January 14th. I advise the commission that the property has recently been sold, that I anticipate that the applicant may not appear for a public hearing, and that the department attempted to contact the applicant with no success.
All right.
The chairman referred this application to the end of the agenda in case the applicant was delayed. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the chairman again referred to this application There were no parties in attendance on behalf of the applicant in support of the application or in opposition to the application. Therefore, there was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied due to the lack of a record in support, since no one appeared on behalf of the applicant. And that motion carried 4-0. And that is in the code that that's what we have to do if the situation happens.
Yes.
I believe at this point we go through the motions of the public hearing.
Yes. Is there anyone here to speak on behalf of the application? Is the applicant here or anyone in his behalf? Seeing none, Mr. President.
We'll close the public record and we'll ask our attorney to read the title.
Okay, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex
him?
County,
it's a reporter.
Containing 1.0 acre more or less.
Could I get that motion, please?
Make a motion we approve. CU8, no, wait, I got the wrong number. I'm on the next one already.
1814.
1814.
Second.
Andrew Jackson had a big battle down in
down Mississippi.
New Orleans, right? Remember that song?
I have a motion and a second to approve conditional use 814 filed on behalf of.
Shows you how old we are, Mike.
Elvin de Leon. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
To approve?
We're voting to approve, yes.
No.
Based on
the fact that there's no record, there's no public record, the applicant is not here.
Very good. Thank you. Mr. Cole?
Same reasons, no.
Mr. Vincent?
Same reasons, no.
And I vote no as well. Motion denied.
All right.
Next application is conditional use number 1815. The application of Gary Corman to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a storage building for appliances to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.3795 acres, more or less, lying north of a private road, 1,706 feet east of Road 258, being Hudson Road, and 1,000 feet south of Road 264, being Eagles Crest Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on January 14th of 2010. We heard comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Mr. Gary Corman was present on behalf of his application and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of the application. Wayne Keller, president of Cripple Creek Homeowners Association, and Carol Basin, a resident of River Rock Run subdivision, were present in opposition and gave testimony. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated that the use is limited, that the use will support a local business, that the use should not negatively impact the area, that the building is proposed on the applicant's residential property and should provide for more safety and security, and that the ingress, egress impacts and concerns can be corrected by the applicant. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1815 for Gary Corman for a storage building for appliances based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the site is on a large parcel of land and set back from County Road 258, Hudson Road. The building will have a barn-like appearance consistent with outbuildings that might normally be located on a large tract of land. With the conditions and stipulations, the conditional use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties if the applicant resides on the property. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to appliance storage associated with the applicant's business. B, there shall be no outside storage. C, the building shall have an agricultural appearance. D, there shall not be any signage. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 6 days per week. F, the size of the structure shall not exceed 120 feet by 60 feet. G, there shall not be any sales or public access to the storage facility. H, any outside lighting shall be downward illuminated and screened so that they do not shine on neighboring or adjacent properties. I, the applicant, shall comply with all DLDOT requirements. And J, the applicant shall be responsible for any damage to the entrance area along County Road 258, being Hudson Road, caused by trucks or other delivery vehicles to or from the site. There was a motion, second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, and that motion carried 4-0. For the benefit of council, I will pass down copies of the survey and for this property. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
If not, is the applicant here or someone on behalf of the applicant? So would you come forward, state your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, sir. My name is Gary Corman. I'm resident at 29545 Canvasback Crossing, Milton, Delaware. I'm the owner of this property.
Okay. Would you like to go ahead with your presentation? Tell us what you would like to do.
Yes, sir, Mr. Moore. What I'm doing is expanding my business by basically bringing my appliances out to my home where I can take care of them, in a building. We're kind of outgrowing our Route 1 facility, and I need to have some off-site storage that would be suitable and consistent with the agricultural design and building, and also at my residence. I have plenty of room at my residence for this building. The driveway going back there is a blacktop driveway, which I paid for to put in years ago. The building is an A-frame consisting of 60 by 120, a small little porch for the doorway. It's going to be very consistent in color and style to the building that's already existing on the property. It's a family-run business. I've owned it for over 8 years, and I don't know what else to tell the council. Very responsible in the community, very good businessman. I don't know what else to say. I'm not too good at this kind of speaking, so.
You're doing fine.
Why do you even run for office? You've done so well.
Thank you, Mr. Cole.
What's in the, I see it next, there's an existing building there, a smaller one. What's in that building now?
That right now is where I store my tractors and wagons and different things like that.
And all this land on this drawing here, I assume, is your land?
Yes, sir, it is.
And it's just storage. You're not going to do retail?
No, we're just storing there.
Just bringing stuff in? And
bringing the trucks in. We'll bring a truck in once a week, an 18-wheeler. Put the appliances away in a orderly fashion, and then put them on small trucks and deliver them out to our customers in Sussex County.
Now, there's nobody here today, but some of the complaints were why? What were the complaints, if you could kind of tell me what they were?
Mr. Cole, they were worried about me damaging their grass at the entranceway of the Cripple Creek. There was a lady down the road, and she was talking about the traffic. I don't know how much traffic. I mean, two trucks can cause, but that was what the opposition was that night, as I recall.
Okay.
Right. Mr. Cole, they both approached me after the meeting apologizing. I told them, no, this is a public forum. You need to come and speak your piece.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's why we have this opportunity.
So, firstly, what's going to happen is you'll bring the appliances in a some kind of a large truck, I assume, like once a week or something, you get deliveries out?
Yes, Mr. Vince and I get one delivery a week.
Okay.
It's on Tuesday mornings. It's usually about 8:30 to 9 o'clock.
And then you'll take it out there in a smaller truck.
Yes, sir, Mr. Vince. That's how it works.
Was there any limit on how many trips are going to go in and out in the conditions? I didn't think I saw anything like that.
I don't think so, but who's going to be out there to monitor?
I'm sure he's hoping a lot of trips.
We'd like to think so.
Mr. Corman, will this be entered from County Road 258?
Yes, sir, it will.
And looking at the plot, it appears that you're roughly 1,800 to 2,000 feet from that road.
That is correct.
So it's really not visible from that road, is it?
No, sir.
The biggest concern that I picked up out of the opposition, it's in the report, but their biggest thing was the tractor trailers or vehicles passing at the entrance causing damage to the shoulder. That's the biggest thing I heard.
Is there sufficient turning radius for a truck to get off the main road onto your lane?
Yes, sir. Already the Sposados next to us, they receive tractor trailers at their places now currently. And the tree farm especially, during the Christmas season, will bring in a tractor trailer with no problem whatsoever, Mr. Cole.
Okay.
Sposato has a conditional use for a landscaping business just to the south.
Yes, sir.
And a tree farm. Christmas tree farm.
Okay.
And Sposato with the he's a landscaper, and what's he do on his site?
He's my next door neighbor, sir, and he runs a lawn care business from there.
So he's got vehicles from time to time, also bringing in mulch and stuff.
Yeah, he's very successful.
I know this
all day.
Probably a lot more than you have. I mean, as far as number of vehicles.
Oh my, yeah.
Thinking about tremendous.
Yes, sir, Mr. Vincent. Yeah.
So it's not going to be out of character with some of the neighboring properties and stuff.
Okay. I'm a very responsible neighbor, Mr. Cole, and I've put a lot of effort and thought in this whole thing, and I'm just looking to basically have a storage facility is what I'm looking for.
Mr. Foreman, how long have you owned this property?
Well, I'm the fifth generation owner, so it goes back a long ways, Mr. Moore.
Yep, sure it does.
And I plan to keep it that way.
Okay, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? If not, seeing none, Mr. President, I think it's appropriate that the public hearing would be closed at this time.
If there's no objection, we'll close the public record. Pleasure of the council, read the title, Mr. Moore, please.
Yes, it's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a storage building for appliances to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.3795 acres more or less. And this recommendation for approval subject to the following conditions. The use shall be limited to appliance storage associated with the applicant's business. There shall be no outside storage. C, the building shall have an agricultural appearance. D, there shall not be any signage. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 6 days per week. F, the size of the structure shall not exceed 120 feet by 60 feet. G, there shall not be any sales or public access to the storage facility. H, any outside lighting shall be downward illuminated and screened so they do not shine on neighboring or adjacent properties. I, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements. J, the applicant shall be responsible for any damage to the entrance area along County Road 258 Hudson Road caused by trucks or other delivery vehicles to and from the site. And those are that's the ordinance with the conditions.
Okay. That is the ordinance. Is there someone that would make the motion to that effect?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and to approve the application read by Mr. Moore. It would be conditional use 1815 filed on behalf of Gary Corman. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
No, can't vote for it. Hudson Road is a problem road, and I'm looking at not just this particular use, but the cumulative effect of all the traffic on that road. Based on the testimony that was given at the hearing in planning and zoning, I get many, many calls, complaints about that traffic on that road, so I can't vote for it.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes. It's compatible with other uses in the area. It's an agricultural residential district, and a lot of the agricultural uses have similar activity as this use would also have. So I don't think it'll have that much of an impact, and you can't see it from the roadway, and I'll vote yes.
Mr. Vincent?
It's going to be a long way off the roadway. It may look like an agricultural structure. The concern I see from people at planning and zoning was about the impact of 18-wheelers on the shoulder right-of-way. You get one 18-wheeler a week. I can't believe that's going to be a dramatic impact on that. And based on planning and zoning recommendations, I vote yes.
In these times of economic stress, I think it's important the council view business opportunities liberally. I believe that this application is appropriate, and I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Is there any other business? I did have one question to ask council. Would you have a problem if I directed staff to consider the possibility of prioritizing applications in the future to give great deference to those that would provide immediate economic opportunities and possibly looking at the mom-and-pop applications that currently are put in the queue with the biggest of applications, sometimes having to wait as much as a year or 18 months. I think the residential applications could be viewed with a lower priority in the current market. I think this may be something we just want to consider for a year or a period of time, not in perpetuity.
I'd like to think about that.
Okay. My only concern initially, my initial thoughts would be that no matter how big you are, how little you are, it's an economic impact. And to make the little guy who's a taxpayer and going, you know, following the rules have to wait longer so the big applications can come in, you know, because they might provide jobs. And who's going to determine what is high priority and which is low priority? That's another concern I would have, why that, you know, would be. Right now we give, we have these certain applications get accelerated because of different things. And I've had complaints where people keep getting put back and back and back. So it's just as much of an impact on a little guy. And I just, I don't know if it's fair. I mean, if you get in when you get in and you go with the punches. And also, Vance, I think a lot of these bigger ones require a lot more agency scrutiny and take longer.
These would be the questions that I would ask staff to consider. My request today, or at least request is to allow staff to maybe look at this. We'd certainly have to ask our legal staff to see if there's any legal ramifications.
Well, for instance, a big application that just got turned down, supposed to wait a year to come back. Are you talking about expediting that?
No, for instance, I guess what this has been brewing for a little while, but I got a call today from a fella who had a very simple application. He was told he probably would have to wait 18 months before he could get a public hearing. Now, I know that period is being shortened, but that's what he was recently told.
Not been told that.
No, okay.
Less than a month ago.
Maybe it was.
Less than 12.
Less than 12 now. And I guess my thought is, should we view a large residential development in the same vein as somebody who would maybe, like today, this fellow that's going to provide 8 jobs, should they all be in the same line? Mr. Cole, it sounds like you think they should.
I think they, we should take the applications as they come just because of the fairness issue.
Okay.
And to feel that I've had many people have this jump, something simple that's holding up, you know, a sale of a property. I mean, there's in economic impacts on everybody. I don't think it would be fair for some group to say this is a priority. The guy's 8 jobs. That's pretty for that size of property. That was a major impact. So, on a half acre, do you get 8 jobs, or in 300 acres, you get 8? You know, 20 jobs. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just would say I would not like to get into that debate, I think we just continue on. It's getting shorter because of the marketplace. We are still the fastest approval or process from start to finish than any of our surrounding counties, probably on this whole Delmarva Peninsula. We are fast-tracking people compared to other jurisdictions. So if you compare that, Vance, I think, I've had many people say, go to Maryland. You think you've got, it's a long wait here. You go to Maryland or go somewhere else. So I think we already accommodate people as fast as we can. The state of Delaware is actually trying to streamline some of the stuff. I don't think we need to do a thing, and I think it's been working. So, I don't want to be in the person. Who's the person? Do you going to determine a priority? You, well, are you president or Lawrence? There's some.
I can do it.
Yeah. This is something that I wanted to throw out. It doesn't sound like there's any interest.
I don't think there's worth wasting our staff on it unless somebody else thinks there is. I don't think there is.
You're not. Just for informational purposes. We only have 12 subdivisions that haven't been advertised. We're not receiving any applications right now. We have, and I know that number's right because I talked about it yesterday. We have 12 subdivisions. We have about the same number of change of zones. probably 10 change of zones. And then we still have 28 or 30 conditional uses. That's it.
I'll tell you what it might help. We meet only twice a month.
We pretty much do that as far as zoning.
With zoning, public hearing, you only meet about twice a month. These other weeks, I drive over here at 10 o'clock, we're done at 10:30. A lot of that stuff, I think we could be more efficient, Vance, and save staff time from having to sit out here and get all prepared for a Tuesday and there's not much going on. Anyway, I think we might want to look at meeting twice a month or every other week as opposed to what we do now just for efficiency. I'll bet you'll see savings there. We have Mrs. Webb sitting here all morning. We have budget time coming. We have engineers sitting out there, three or four of them, sometimes through a couple hours. I would think that's where we could look to help the process. I agree with Lawrence right now. I don't think we're having the pressure to do this priority type of thing. And I don't know.
Well, it was inspired by the economic downturn to see if there's any way we could fast track applications that would provide an immediate economic impact. Doesn't sound like there's any great consensus to look at it. So I'm certainly willing to drop it. As far as meeting twice a month, I'd be willing to.
Anybody would want or somebody look into that?
I don't remember getting done by 10:30 like you referenced. I mean,
okay, 10:40.
Last week was a very short meeting.
Well,
no, there's been many of them that we come over, we just do some of these sewer things, which unless they're critical, I can understand, but I haven't seen. But anyway, I just think there's maybe a way to find some efficiency in that. Newcastle County, Kent County, if I'm not mistaken, somebody tell me, Lauren or Hal, are you familiar with these other counties? How do they meet?
I think Newcastle County is weekly, too, but
Newcastle County meets twice a month. The other two times, they have committee hearings all day.
Right. Mm-hmm. For whatever, they have a different structure of government. Kent County meets
every week.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I think every week.
I'm not sure.
No, I think they do the same thing.
I think they're very similar, that they have a committee structure as well.
Yeah. So, we don't operate with committees. These other counties all have committees that do, like public safety, they do this, do that, the other. Meet when they don't have a meeting that week on council, they have committee meetings. So they're still there all the time.
Mike, what do you think? Is there any efficiency in saving anything? I don't know. I'm just saying if we looked into it, we could maybe get an idea. Is there any savings in there to do it every
year? Staff's here anyway.
Yeah, but they'd be home. They'd be up in their offices working.
Personally, I don't see any reason to do what different we're doing now. But that's
okay. If there's not enough, without Sam here, I don't think it's an issue. But I'm just saying, is there any consensus to look into that?
Strong consensus. We'll let Mr. Wilson weigh in.
We'll address it another day.
Yeah. All right. Is there a motion?
Can I give you a little bit more information on the? I had those numbers in my head because I did the scheduling for the first meeting in March. So we're scheduled out through the first meeting in March. Okay.
Those are very current.
So what we had, the number, the 12 subdivisions is accurate. I'm pretty sure that the change of zones is accurate too, but the exact number of conditional, and that's the biggest thing we get at application.
So if somebody came in with an application today, they would be heard before the end of the year, you're saying?
Probably.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I did, we had two possibly controversial public hearings for that first meeting in March. Went through the list and had two lot subdivisions. I said, well, these will take 5 or 10 minutes. I added that to that agenda and I added a conditional use to that agenda that was the next one pending. And that way we get rid of the little projects that don't take any time and still fit it in with two public hearings. So it didn't reduce the number of public hearings that we try to hold five at
least. So you're doing something like Vance is already bringing up. You're actually doing it.
Okay. Typically we do five hearings. If we had five hearings that seem to be, and we take a chance, we seem to be not real controversial, I might add one of those type subdivisions. So now I've ended up with gotten rid of all the two lotters.
Gotcha.
So then I'll take the three or four lotters and I'll keep moving them up till we're
okay.
So we're not bumping anybody. We're just fitting them in a spot because of we know that these other two are going to be controversial.
Mm-hmm. So if things don't pick up in the next few months, then you'll be done pretty much what's on your list right now by fall, probably.
Probably. Yeah. What I told Vance a couple months ago, I said it would probably, if we could have five hearings twice a month, we'd be done in October.
Yeah.
Then your third meeting each month is for site plan review primarily on Wednesday afternoon.
It's still a pretty full agenda.
Right.
Even though we do a consent agenda now, which speeds it up. By doing a consent agenda, you basically, they've already got the information in front of them, and there's motions for the whole consent agenda. Typically, they're time extensions, which we've done away with that by doing the conditional use and subdivision approvals for 3 years.
Right.
That eliminates the time extensions once we catch up with all those old ones.
Sure.
We've approved thousands of lots, just the builders won't build on them.
Well, that's the other thing.
No, we have not approved thousands of lots.
Not this commission, not this council.
But no, this council has not.
The county council has.
The county council has.
The county council
some
has.
Of them the council has approved.
But see, along Vance, along
yes,
what you're saying
of
is.
Course.
We have.
Let's,
you
no,
haven't, but the
county
previous council.
That's my point.
Yeah.
The previous council, this council has not approved thousands of lots aren't being built on.
No. But what can happen, here's what can happen, guys. A lot of times we're having these applications, change of zones or whatever, and then they just go on the shelf. They don't
sure.
immediately go. So you're not going to see these immediate impacts that. You might think by reading the application, it's going to happen immediately. It does many times.
But the ordinance that you passed this year in 09, giving them 3 years
yep.
to be recorded,
right.
is going to speed up that process. They're
sure
going to be,
is.
Yep.
Their sunset's going to come up a lot quicker than they thought.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Because they were trying to get delay and delay and delay a preliminary.
Yes.
Yeah,
now
because
trying
of the,
to get time extension, mm-hmm. time extension.
Right, because
time
of the extension. Economic environment.
The conditional uses expire when?
Make a motion, we adjourn.
3 years.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The new ones. The new ones.